with AI. Sometimes it does feel like it's a magic bullet, but you still have to try a few things and see what works, what doesn't work for your business. The first thing that you should know is it's going to take some time and you just have to be a little bit patient to kind of get to a point where we start seeing the magic happen.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, every 5 episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method like email or SEO or Facebook ads and pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. And each episode, a new one released every Wednesday, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. At the moment, we're spending 5 episodes exploring a brand new topic. So we're all about AI that works. Yes, we're looking at how you can get AI to really deliver results in your business. And we're wrapping up our little series with ads. How can you use ads to improve the performance of your advertising and to massively reduce the amount of time you spend working on your advertising? Got a fascinating guest on to tell us about this. She's ex-Amazon ads. She's building an AI tool to help small, medium-sized companies run their ads across all the platforms. And she is super insightful in this stuff. So get ready for this and make sure you listen right to the end of the episode because her top tips are super good too. So you want to hear those, and then I'll be sharing my take on it all and letting you know what's coming up in our next series. So make sure you stay tuned to the end. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. In this episode, I'm chatting with advertising expert Komal Singh. Komal is the co-founder of 4X Digital AI, an automated advertising solution that helps you to create, launch, and manage campaigns across multiple ad channels, including Meta, Google, Amazon, TikTok, Pinterest, eBay, and even more. Hello, Komal.
Hello, Chloe. How are you?
I'm good. Really excited to have you here to be talking about this topic in our AI month. As a lover of online advertising, but fully understanding how much time it takes up, I am super interested to find out how we can use AI to improve that. But before we do that, how did you end up co-founding and building an ad automation platform? How did you get into the world of ads?
Yeah. First of all, Chloe, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Super excited. In terms of how I got into this, it is just kind of like by chance. I have a product background and I was working at Amazon Ads doing product management. And at Amazon Ads, I had this incredible opportunity to work with millions of small sellers and helping them kind of create effective ad campaigns on Amazon. And it was during my time there that I saw how smaller brands and small businesses are at a disadvantage when it comes to leveraging technology to drive effective advertising for their business. as you know, like digital advertising is such a powerful tool. It can drive awareness, bring in new customers. But like you rightfully mentioned, it's also really complex and constantly evolving. So my co-founder, Daniel, and I, who Daniel also worked with Amazon Ads, and we both kind of ended up working on a product that automated the campaign creation for smaller sellers selling on Amazon. And the product was wildly successful at Amazon Ads, driving huge revenue for the ads business in its first year. But the good part was we saw that a lot of small sellers who were not advertising before could come into the fold and start advertising and start leveraging this powerful tool. So we both got really passionate about really helping smaller brands outside of Amazon Ads because digital advertising is so much bigger than Amazon Ads. So we decided to quit our jobs and we launched 4X Digital with one simple goal, which is to make effective advertising accessible and affordable to small and medium-sized businesses.
I said to you before we got on the call, and I'm going to say it again, I do love the fact you've focused in on that smaller business market. Because I know from back when I was running the marketing agency, the number of times as an agency, the person internally we'd be taking over running the ads from, and we mainly did Google ads and Facebook ads, was the founder of the business. And with the learning curve and the amount of attention those channels need to be done well, it shouldn't be sitting on the owner's desk. But at the same time, one screw up and your budget's done in, and the founder doesn't want to put that in anyone else's hands. So it's such a really awful scenario for the founder. They go, oh, I have to be the one running this because I don't have the time to train anyone, or I can't afford to bring someone on, but I know I'm not doing it anywhere near as well as it should be done. So that was really fascinating. You chose to focus on those. Have you found that that's really delivering for that target market?
Yeah. So I think, again, you know, it's about being mindful of what these small businesses need and how you deliver for them. Even at Amazon, right, like to your point, we saw that the return on ad spend, which is one of the key metrics, the smaller sellers would have a return on ad spend of like 70, 80 cents on a dollar, which means that they lost 20, 30 cents, whereas a huge brand would have like $12, $13 return on ad spend. So definitely the difference between the two is, one, making sure you are launching effective ad campaigns, and two, you are monitoring the ad campaigns regularly and optimizing them. Like that's really like, you know, that's those really are the basics, like creating a good campaign, then monitoring, and then optimizing to make sure your ad dollars are going far. But this is where there is this lack of bandwidth for smaller sellers, because like you mentioned, you know, it's the owner operator, you know, and even if they have a team, it's a very small team. So really lack of bandwidth, and also this lack of, I wouldn't say lack of expertise, but doing advertising effectively requires a certain level of expertise. It's not possible for one person to be an expert at everything. Like if you are trying to build a business, like you have so many other things that you have to take care of. So for you to be an expert at Google ads and Facebook ads and Amazon ads, and it's not possible. It's not possible. This is a full-time job. So this is where, like, you know, we come in. And to your point, like, you know, we are seeing results. You know, we are driving results for our customers, and we have grown in the last, you know, 8 or 9 months that, you know, we launched the product and we launched the company. And the good part with us and for our customers is, one of the biggest things with small businesses is that they don't have big ad budgets. And they don't have like thousands of dollars that they can spend and be like, okay, we can run this for 6 months and see what happens. And maybe we get like 5 learnings and then we'll spend another 200. No, they have small budgets and those budgets have to work. So for us, like the way we run the campaign, the way we think about optimization is very much with the point of view that we need to deliver results for our customers. And what does it take for us to do that?
Got you. So for the user of AI in the ad space, it's heavily about time saving, but it's also about, yeah, the results are there, but it's about less risk because you haven't left a stone unturned. Would that be a fair way to put it?
I think the way I think about this is two big buckets. One is time saving, of course, and two is cost saving. Now, what I mean by that is, when you do something like advertising, should give you insight about your business. So it's not just simply about like, yes, of course, it is about driving traffic and getting more sales in, but there is a lot you can learn about your catalog, about your audience, about your pricing and everything. This is where we use a lot of the AI. We have AI agents that does that analysis and gives these insights to our customers, which are hugely beneficial. So one, like, you know, they are running more effective ad campaigns, they're saving time, but two, they're also like getting more bang for their buck. So it's, you know, this is an area where small businesses have not benefited so far. It's like, what are you learning? You know, a lot of times when you talk to small businesses, they're like, I don't know how advertising is really helping my business. Yeah, sure, I get sales, but is that good? Like, how does that, you know, tie into my profit margins? What are the other insights? So this is where I feel like there's a lot of value addition that companies could provide for this segment of the market.
Got you. That makes so much sense because it's, yeah, it's just doing all the complex stuff. So is it, we know we've got all the boxes ticked and so it's working. So what is AI best at in the world of ads? Is it enabling you to bring everything together into one space to manage it? Is it the creative? Is it the feedback loops and the optimization? Is it bidding and budgets? Which bits is AI doing better than we can do ourselves?
The short answer is all of it. And I'll kind of get into like the details of it. So when you think about advertising, right? Like there are, to me, like there are three kind of steps. One is before the advertising, like the decision that goes into, okay, which products do I want to advertise? Which channels should I be picking for advertising? Like all of those decisions that you have to make even before you start your advertising journey. And then it's the creation of the ad campaign, which is where, okay, now how do I get the creatives? What ad copy should I be using? Ad copies is very different on Google as it is on Meta, as you know. What CTAs should I be using? Where should I be putting in my offer? All of those decisions. And then the big part is the campaign settings. What kind of keywords should I use on Amazon campaigns? That's a big thing. How should I be bidding against those keywords? So all of the decision-making during the campaign creation. And then the third piece is once the campaign is created and launched and live, then bringing the metrics together, like if you have campaigns running across multiple channels, like Google, Meta, Amazon, bringing it everything together and looking at these things holistically and then figuring out how to optimize. So like there's a lot across these three buckets, but to me, like, you know, like thinking about the user journey, the advertiser journey, like these are the three steps. And AI can be used across all three to help you make those pivotal decisions. Like, okay, which product should you advertise? Which channels should you go with? If you have a $5,000 monthly ad budget, how should you think about your ad channels? Versus if you have a $1,000 ad budget, how should you think about your advertising channels? And creatives is a big piece, you know, like this is an area where there is so much innovation happening. There are so many tools that small businesses could use. But one of the things also is like you have to be careful because sometimes the creative end up looking very AI-ish. and then the copy and everything sounds like so repetitive and so AI-ish that you actually lose that connection with your audience. So you have to make sure, like, even in this creation process, in the creatives, you are getting your brand tone, your brand spirit weaved in, which is, again, like, AI is very good at that. Like, you know, like, if you start using this, it gets better and better. That's what we have seen with our customers. And then the optimization. So for me, it's like, it's across every single bucket in this advertising journey, every single step.
I love your answer to my incredibly big question. And it poses another big question, which from what you're saying, it sounds to me like we can't just kind of like turn on the software, give it a budget and a website URL and let it do everything else. So it's not that it's running all of our ads for us and taking the job off us. We're not delegating to it. But what we are doing is rather than it taking us 10 hours to manage it, it means we can spend an hour managing it and we're managing it doing the best possible things rather than the grunt work. Would that be a fair way of explaining it?
Yeah. And I'll give you like an example, or maybe I'll give you two examples of how we do at Forex Digital and how it's saving our customers time. And exactly to your point. So it's not eliminating, but it is, you know, kind of making it more efficient and giving them their time back. So the ad creative piece, which we talked about, right? So this is an area where you could spend so much time and actually money. You know, if you want to do multiple variations of creatives, if you have a catalog with 100, 200, 300 products, like you can imagine how the cost can add up. So the way we do this is we have a set of template library. Our customers come into our product and they select the template that they want to use. Our product already connects to our customer's catalog. So we are able to kind of pull in all of the product images from that catalog. We use a template, we apply it in the template, and then our AI automatically does all of the creatives and the ad copy. So what our customers then do is they review the ad copy and the images, the final images before the ad is live. And if it's something is not working, they give feedback, it goes back into the feedback loop. The next time, you know, it is obviously taking their feedback into consideration. So this is an area where, Chloe, like if you're launching an ad campaign, now rather than sitting and thinking, okay, what should I say on Google? What should I say on Meta? Sure, you can open a ChatGPT and ask, and it's going to give you the same answers, and you can plug that in and see what happens, versus like we take into consideration your social media. Like that is one of the inputs. How are your customers reacting? What are the comments that they're giving on your product? What is the language that they are using for your products? We take into consideration all of your traffic on your website, like what's happening. We take into consideration your brand voice, your brand colors. So when it comes, like when you see the creatives, when you see the ad copy, it's very much in your brand tone. So now your hours have gone down from like 4 or 5 hours on a campaign to maybe like 15, 20 minutes where you just have to review and launch it. So this is just one of the examples of how like, it is not to just like, okay, I'm just going to be in this like backseat and let AI just drive my car wherever it wants to drive. No, it is about being in the driver's seat still, but having a very powerful navigator that is making things quick for you, that is getting you to a destination in a much more efficient way.
Got you. And it sounds, I guess it's another... I've lost count of how many times we have said this over these 5 episodes, but it is one of those cases of if you put the right inputs in, AI can really deliver for you. So if you're feeding in your own social media channels and the conversations that are happening, your website, so it's got the tone of voice, the branding information, the product catalog, then you're in a position where actually it's set up to produce things that you're primarily going to go, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Let's do it.
Yeah. And, you know, we have seen where if we use a different ad copy on a Google ad versus a Meta ad, and we see the performance vary across the two, then that is another point for us where, oh, this type of copy is resonating more, which we then take and do across channel and across also like our website. So like for us, everything is interconnected. So we monitor like what's happening across each of the ad channel and then use the cross-channel optimization techniques to then bring it to the other channel or even bring it to the website. So sometimes you start with the customer's branding and the customer's tone. And then sometimes you work backwards from what are you seeing when you launch this ad? What kind of response are you getting? What are some of the comments you're getting? Like we worked with this one customer who was launching this product for wildfires, you know, in the California and in all these regions. And their product description was different, and which is what we started from, but their ad got so much engagement. Like customers were asking questions and they're giving comments. And then sometimes the comments were like, oh, I don't think this product is really working. How could it be so simple? So like we took all of that and we realized that, you know, we needed to update the product description. We needed to include more product demo videos. So it's kind of like this back and forth. Like that, this is what I'd mentioned at the beginning of our chat, is like advertising should really be a tool for you to learn more about your business and about your customers. And this is where smaller brands so far, like they don't have that. They don't have that, which is the gap we are hopefully filling with Forex Digital.
Nice. Now, obviously, you're focused on the SMBs, very clearly on that. I mean, I know we've got a lot of non-SMBs listening who are going, how could I do this? And there'll be some who'll be going, I want to DIY it. So have you got, I know, cheeky question, I know, but have you got any advice on other ways people can bring without having to buy 4X digital AI, obviously worth a look. But for those who aren't your target market and so on and so forth, how else could they use AI to help in parts of their ads? Are there any other interesting tools you've come across?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the ad creatives itself, there, like I said, there is so much innovation happening. AdCreative.ai is a company that comes top of mind. It is actually pretty good. You know, you can create your brand kit, I believe, and then you know you give it a couple of product shots and it gives you like a whole bunch of variations. So that is one of the good tools. I think there's another one called Piku, I believe. Pika, P-I-K-A. That is another tool that will take, you know, your images and create videos with cool visual effects. So these are just kind of the two examples that come to mind right now. But there are many tools out there for brands to leverage to do the kind of the creative process. And the other piece is the aggregation of the metrics, right? Like that is, you know, there are so many tools. I'm sure if you go to Shopify App Store, you'll find so many tools that can help you do that. So rather than you having to create the Excel yourself, you can leverage one of these tools to help you with that. Honestly, I haven't found any tool to help you automatically launch campaigns across channels. Like a one tool that you create and then you know, it can help you launch across multiple channels. I haven't seen a good tool or a good solution for that. And I know you mentioned like a lot of your listeners are e-commerce. Some of them also sell on marketplaces. And if you're looking at advertising on Amazon, there are so many solutions that will give you the keywords that you know you should be using because that is one of the big things for Amazon campaigns. These are some of the you know solutions that brands could leverage to kind of solve pieces of the puzzle.
Got you. Thank you for that. And anything else people should know before they start using AI to help them manage their ad campaigns more effectively?
I think the biggest thing is just like anything, things take time. Things take time and things require testing and iterations. So I think probably like patience is, you know, one of the things that I will tell. And it's difficult. Like we work with hundreds of small businesses, right? And like I mentioned earlier on the call, it's difficult for them to be patient when, you know, their budget is limited. But this is something that we still, you know, tell our customers. Sometimes it just, you just need to do a few things and you just need to kind of test a few things to kind of get to a point where you start seeing the magic happen. And the same thing is with AI. Sometimes it does feel like it's a magic bullet, but you still have to try a few things and see what works, what doesn't work for your business. So that is probably like the first thing that you should know is it's going to take some time and you just have to be a little bit patient.
As with all ad and good marketing activity as well, your first attempt is never the best attempt.
Exactly. And not to be discouraged, right? Like that is another thing. Like, you know, you pick brands, especially smaller brands, they get discouraged and they just stop and they just give up. So that is another thing is like, yeah, just having patience.
Cool. Okay. Thank you so much for all that great advice, Komal. It's been a pleasure picking your brains about automating your ads. Listeners, remember to stay tuned to the end so you don't miss out on Komal's insider tips on AI that works and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook. Okay, Komal, so far we've gone deep into automating your ads across channels. Now, though, you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of e-commerce marketing. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with e-commerce marketing, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Komal, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
For this, I'm going to talk about a lot of our customers, when they start working with 4X Digital, one of the questions they have is, I don't have a huge advertising budget. And you don't need a huge advertising budget to start advertising to see how it's driving value for your business. So even a budget as small as $500 or $1,000 a month is good enough to start with. So there is this like apprehension of, oh, I don't have a big ad budget, so I'm just not going to start. I just don't have any help, anyone to help me with creative, so I'm just not going to start. So I think like with AI now, you have all these tools and solutions that you could use, and you could start with a small budget to see how advertising is bringing in value for your business. And if you're methodical, you can start with one ad channel to keep, you know, your workload at a minimum and see how it's bringing traffic to your site, how that traffic is engaging with the products on your site, what's happening to your conversion funnel, how many products are getting added to cart, where is the drop-off? So you can actually learn a lot even with a small budget. So for a newbie, I would say don't get too caught up on like having a big ad budget. In fact, it's better that you start with small ad budget, don't waste it, learn from that, and then slowly increase it.
Brilliant advice. Okay, once you've done that, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
For me, my favorite way is to look at things holistically and do cross-channel optimization. So we do that, of course, a lot for our customers at 4X. And one of the things with small businesses is data sparsity. They just don't have enough data or enough traffic to draw insights from just like one channel. So doing this cross-channel really helps us kind of improve their performance and improve the return on their ads. So for me, like my favorite way of improving the performance is to look at things holistically and do cross-channel. And like I mentioned earlier on the call or earlier in the chat, is if something is working on one channel, bringing that over to a different channel, then bringing that over to your website and the full feedback loop. So that is probably one of my favorite ways.
Oh, that's where the goal is, isn't it? When you're actually not siloing, you're actually bringing it all together.
Yeah. And that's so important, you know, looking at your GA combined with the advertising metrics is so, so critical, because sometimes you feel like your ads are performing, but when you look at your website metrics, they're actually not performing. It's driving traffic, but it's not driving conversions. So you have to look at things holistically.
Oh, I completely agree. Okay. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have a blog, 4X Hub, which is a great blog for small businesses. And we have lots of different topics there. But no, outside of that, I would say it's a very basic, like I find ChatGPT very, very helpful. So for basic questions, it's a great resource to go to. There are so many blogs. Agile has a great blog that has a lot of information on how to optimize campaigns, how to create campaigns. So that is another good resource. And honestly, like I think one of your guests also in one of the episodes mentioned this, the best way to learn something is to learn by doing it. So again, going back to my first answer, start small, start with a small ad budget, and you'll start learning. By month three, month four, you'll start seeing like what's working, what's not working. And then you're going to have the aha moment. It's like, oh, I know how this works. I know what's driving traffic. I know what type of creatives work. I know what CTAs work. Like that aha moment is it's so good when you get to that point. So sometimes the best way to learn is just by doing it.
Brilliant. Yes. Love that. Okay. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Yeah. I mean, I think the entire advertising space is constantly evolving. I think one of the things I'm seeing is this evolution of new ad channels. You know, we had Google for a long time, then social media came, then we had retail media with Amazon and Walmart. Then we had streaming with Netflix, and now we have AI platforms with OpenAI and Perplexity, you know, baking in ads into their chat. So I think like there's going to be this constant evolution of new ad channels for businesses and brands to be aware of. And sometimes, like, you know, if a certain ad channel is too crowded and really expensive, you're better off going to a different ad channel where you might get a lower CPC. So that is something that brands should be totally like taking into consideration of like looking at the various ad channels and where they can go with their ad budget. So I think in the next 6 to 12 months, I'm super excited to see where all these, especially like these ads on AI platforms, like where that is going to go.
Yeah, it's going to be mad to see where we are in 12 months' time. We'll be very different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I saw like the blog for Perplexity ads. It was pretty cool. Like you're asking a question, there is this back and forth chat, and then suddenly you see ads in that context. So it's pretty neat.
It is. Well, look, Homer, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business if they want to give it a try?
Yes, absolutely. So our website is 4xdigital.ai. And you can find me personally at Komal, K-O-M-A-L, at 4xdigital.ai. I'm also on LinkedIn with just my first and last name, Komal Singh.
Brilliant. Komal, thank you so much for being on the Keep Optimizing podcast. You've really got me thinking, and I suspect a lot of the listeners too. So thank you so much for sharing your advice with us.
Yeah, thanks, Chloe. It was fun. Thank you again for having me as a guest on this podcast. It was really nice to be here.
So a whole host of ways to get your ads optimized with AI, which kind of makes sense given the ad engines are AI themselves. Why wouldn't you be using AI to help you do it? Whether you're going to go and use an all-in-one tool or you're going to go and do elements of it, lots to think about from Komal's chat there. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com, or you can get straight to the correct page on the website by using the short link keepopt.com/ the number of this episode. When you get to the website, make sure you add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business, like our upcoming series on Meta ads. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. All 5 of our episodes looking into AI that works are now live. Think of them as your get me up to date on AI that's actually delivering for e-commerce businesses masterclass. So please do go and have a listen to all of those. Either scroll up your podcast feed where you'll see them all, or use the short link keepopt.com/AI to find them all listed out on the website to go and dive into all of those. Our next masterclass topic is Meta ads, as I just said. So we are picking up the Meta ads thread again. You can catch all our Meta ads episodes so far at keepopt.com/Meta. And make sure you tune in next Wednesday to catch the start of our new dive into Meta ads, where we will be exploring what it takes to run awesome results through Facebook ads and Instagram ads right now. Make sure you are subscribed to us or following us on your podcast player of choice to get all of that. And if you know someone who's particularly interested in AI that works or Meta ads, please do let them know these are the things we're covering, as this show exists to help you and them improve your marketing. Have a great week, and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook.